Vigils are planned in Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Philadelphia, and in the Reston, Virginia hometown of a 17-year-old Muslim girl named Nabra Hassanin, who police in Fairfax County, Virginia, say was murdered in a fit of road rage, not in a hate crime. Nabra and a group of friends were observing Ramadan overnight Saturday. They'd gone to eat early Sunday morning and were returning to their mosque when one of them got into an argument with the suspect, Darwin Martinez Torres. Police spokeswoman Julie Parker spoke to reporters last night.
Nothing indicates that this was motivated by race or by religion. It appears the suspect became so enraged over this traffic argument that it escalated into deadly violence.
That violence, police say Torres kidnapped Nabra Hassanin, beat her with a baseball bat, and dumped her body in a pond. WAMU's Carmel Dashad is here. And Carmel, you are Muslim. What are people in the community saying? Road rage.
I think there's some skepticism in the community where they feel like maybe their concerns are being overlooked from the law enforcement community. A lot of people are seeing this quote-unquote road rage incident as something similar to what happened in Chapel Hill a few years ago with a parking dispute. They're wondering, you know, if the crux of the problem really was road rage, and does road rage lead to beating somebody with a bat, murdering them, and then dumping their body?
Well, remind us what happened in Chapel Hill.
So there were a husband and wife and the wife's sister that were killed by a neighbor. Authorities say it was over a parking dispute. The family of both the Abu Salha family and the Barakat family dispute that. They say that this was something that was motivated by the suspect for an animus against the Muslim religion. They don't believe the, you know, official line that this was a parking dispute.
Well, and in fact, you mentioned that people are thinking of that crime, and there was a direct representation of that crime. Didn't the brother of one of the murder victims come to Virginia?
That's correct. So the brother of Diet Barakat, Faris Barakat, drove overnight from North Carolina to be with the community in Reston, Virginia, and Sterling, Virginia, over the death of Nabra Hassanin. He just sort of saw some parallels there, and he wanted to come and talk to the youth, given that this affected directly the youth of the Muslim community there. And he wanted to have a talk with them to say, look, I went through a very similar thing. And he wanted to sort of be a big brother mentor figure to them in order for them to be able to get past this tragedy.
Well, and non-Muslims have been coming as well. You met a man named Mark Lamans who brought flowers. Let's listen.
In the times we live in, I think it's important for the decent majority of society to make sure to help make people feel that they're not as isolated as some folks want to make them.
Well, and Carmel, this murder in Virginia came at the same time that police in London were investigating that attack at outside of a mosque by a white man, an attack on Muslims. So people were inclined to think that this was the same thing. But just to be clear, these teens, were they wearing head coverings? Was it apparent that they were Muslim?
For a group of them, they likely were wearing their headscarves or their hijabs. Nabra Hassanin certainly was. So it's pretty obvious what faith they are. The time of the day that they were out, 3:30 in the morning, it's pretty normal to be out at that time for people of our faith. You know, we're breaking our fast after 8:30 p.m. It's a very late night. You're fasting from 4 a.m. So for them to be out, it wasn't a case of, you know, why were they out so late? It was really a case of, you know, them sort of having a community and doing something kind of fun. Going out with their friends.
WAMU's Carmel Delshad, thank you so much.
Thank you.